Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, I absolutely love this song, Duck Into with Kayam Tetwa. And that song titled Miracle takes us to the third and final hour of the show. It is a Thursday, and so as you know, after 2 o'clock on Thursdays, it is, of course, Legal Junction, though not immediately live in studio this afternoon, but the great news is that he's still on Legal Junction, the only lawyer of the radio. Mr. Siyakamela, good afternoon and welcome back.
Good afternoon, Luko, and the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Welcome, welcome in. I must say it's a busy Thursday for you, but the good news is that technology allows for us to have this conversation once again.
Yes, no. Let's work.
Definitely. What are we talking about today?
Luko, I want us to check this recent judgment by the Constitutional Court that was handed down on the 3rd of October 2025, whereby the Constitutional Court confirmed the High Court's findings in terms of the invalidity in respect of maternity and parental leave provisions of the basic conditions of employment. So that's okay. What I want us to look into. Because you'll agree with me that previously maternity leave was only entitled to by pregnant mothers.
Yes.
But now we have seen a drastic change on this constitutional ruling whereby the court has invalidated the 36 months leave. And also, there was a directive that there should be a remedial legislation regarding the leave. So the ruling was that now both parents are entitled to 4 months and 10 days leave. It's no longer mothers that can only take maternity leave, but also mothers and fathers can take 4 months maternity leave.
Okay, my understanding generally was that maternity is 4 months and then paternity is up to about 10 days, right? So what is changing in that dynamic? Is it now saying that it can be either or, the mom can take 10 and the dad 4, or is there sharing amongst the two?
Yeah, they up to them as to how do they decide to split the leave days. But both of them are entitled to 4 months and 10 days of parental leave to be divided amongst them. Here we're talking about biological mothers, adoptive mothers, and yeah. So it's up to them how they split the 4 months.
It's not 4 months for each.
No, it's not 4 months for each.
I'm glad I'm never falling pregnant again because I wasn't going to give nobody my leave days.
Yes. But now, yeah, remember, we also look into single employed parents.
Okay.
So such a parent will be entitled to full period of parental leave. That says a single parent will be entitled to full 4 months and 10 days
or
leave because there won't be anyone to actually split with.
Oh, true.
Yes. So that's basically the drastic change that we have seen here in our jurisprudence and our law in the country.
But in the
case of funding.
So what happens in those companies? There are companies that actually give 6 months maternity leave. Is this applicable or is this based on that particular company? Because also I'm trying to understand, Mr. SK, I mean, this 4 months, yes, it's regulated, but I'm given 4 months for argument's sake by Radio Pulpit. How do I then go ahead and share it with Neo? Do I then say, okay, speak to your company, tell them you'll be away for 2 months, I'll be away for 2 months? Or is it possible for me to take 4 months and he takes 4 months on his side?
What happens is this. Each party must communicate with their employers and notify them with the intention to take the leave days. Then they must now agree as to how are they going to split the 4 months. Is the mother going to take 3 months, the father take 1 month, or are they going to take 2 months each? So it's entirely up to them how they agree. But if they don't agree, then it will be automatically be split that they take 2 months each.
Okay. Can they take the 2 months at the same time? Can they both be there at the same time? Or is it a man? No, 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 because that will amount to 2 months only.
They have to take it at the same time. Because if you look into this case, the background of the case of Wena Van Wyk, what happened here, Mrs. Van Wyk was pregnant, and mm-hmm. Mr. Van Wyk requested 4 months maternity leave from his employer so he could care for the newborn while Mrs. Van Wyk managed her businesses. So the employer denied his request, citing policy that restricted maternity leave to birthing mothers. As a result, Mr. Van Wyk was unable to access longer parental leave despite his family's needs and their decisions for him to be the primary caregiver. Hence, he approached the High Court seeking a remedy for him to be granted such days that he requested. Hence, the Constitutional Court had to invalidate maternity and parental leave provisions of the basic conditions of employment.
Mina, I'm worried. There are those who are always having children. You see those ones that are always having children all over. I feel like they're going to be getting leave there and there and there and everywhere.
Yeah, that is the challenge part of it, because if parents are still seeking or looking to have children, I mean, is there a right? And unfortunately, they will be entitled to that 4 months and 10 days maternity leave.
Oh, sure. Okay, it's fine. Let me allow you to get into it and get us into the nitty-gritties of this conversation.
Okay, Luka.
You can go ahead.
Oh, so here we look into the current now change in our Basic Conditions of Employment Act. However, this is only suspended for 36 months, because you'll agree with me that whenever courts make decisions, Parliament still has to look into such an enactment. So here it's passed, yes, it is current law, but now Parliament has 36 months to still look into this particular matter so that it must be now be legislated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now the interim court order stands with the following: universal parental leave. All parents, biological, adoptive, are collectively entitled to 4 months and 10 days parental leave. Then leave sharing. If both parents are employed, they must agree on how to divide.
Okay.
The leave. If they cannot agree, the leave is split as equally as possible.
And
then also adoptive parents of children of any age are now eligible to this particular parental leave.
Tell me now, Mr. SK, do these companies now have to communicate? Because I'm sensing Wootsie companies are going to be cheated, because the other one's going to be taking 3 months and say wife is taking 1 month. Meanwhile, the wife on the other side is saying, no, we've agreed, I'm purely taking the 4 months. And is there going to be some form of communication?
Yeah, basically it's something that should be communicated with the employer. Then you check post birth leave and pregnancy. So female employees who are due to give birth may begin parental leave up to 4 weeks before the expected birth, or earlier due to medical needs. So no female employee may work for 6 weeks after giving birth unless certified medically fit. So these periods are included in the total parental leave allocation.
Oh, so when we consider this 2 months, we need to calculate the time before giving birth as well as the time at the 6 weeks post that.
Exactly.
Sure.
So that's how it works. Then we check also the notification requirements. Employees must notify their employer in writing of their intended leave dates and return date at least 4 weeks in advance, or 1 month before taking leave.
Okay.
So they are compelled that they must notify their employers in writing within the expected period.
Okay, okay.
You see, so the implications, obviously, for the employers. Employers must now extend parental leave benefits to all parents. It's no longer now to one parent, regardless of gender or birthing status. This includes fathers and non-birthing parents who are now entitled to share in the 4 months and 10 days of leave. So employers should review and update their leave policies to ensure compliance and avoid discrimination.
Mm.
And again, where paid maternity leave has previously been offered only to birthing mothers, these benefits should be extended equally to both parents. So basically, those are the implications in as far as the employer is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So they must change their employment policy because court directives or court orders are binding.
Okay, sure. This is tricky, Mr. SK. This is really tricky, especially in the face of conversations such as admitting paternity. I know you know about unabridged birth certificates and.
Yes.
But I feel like it opens room for also cheating the system, because one is going to say, look, my girlfriend is having a baby, and they'll do the whole application. I mean, how do you also prove that it's their baby, that they are indeed, you know, it's tricky. It's tricky. I'm telling you now, I can see a lot of cheating of the system that's going to take place.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, but I think also the court took cognizance, because remember, principle of fairness must apply.
Of course.
You see, so I think those are the issues that which the court had to look into, that there should be a balance. It shouldn't favor one gender and discriminate the other gender.
Mm, mm. But should we also not look into the reasons as to why moms were generally given that much leave? Have those circumstances changed?
Yes, because remember here, Mr. Van Wyk was denied leave.
Mm.
And which leave days, in terms of the basic conditions of employment, it's an entitlement to an employee. Hence, he had to approach a court to seek relief, to say, I seek relief that I be granted leave so that I can go and be a caregiver to my children.
Mm.
So it's a very good decision. But
true.
The question is, will this father take this leave for the purpose?
Exactly. and how does one guarantee so? That's another question, Wootsie. Now that you've, hence I'm saying, there are a lot of loopholes, in the sense that one can just randomly say, look, boss, I'm taking leave. My girlfriend's giving birth on a certain date. I mean, they're not even, you know, and submit that. I don't think anyone's going to turn around and say, once that child is born, prove to me that your girlfriend did indeed give birth via an unabridged birth certificate. Hence, I brought up the conversation of unabridged birth certificates.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, because now they've got, you'll find single parents who are not married.
Mm-hmm.
The other issues now will be, how are they going to prove?
My point exactly.
They are expecting the child. But let's see what Parliament will have to do after they have re-looked into this particular judgment.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But like you're saying, it's the judgment's been given, but it's not come into effect as yet, right?
It's in effect. It's an interim order.
Sure.
So as we speak, all parents are entitled to 4 months and 10 days paternal and maternal leave.
Mm.
Yes. So it's an order now, until Parliament looks into it. Because you'll agree with me that we have had various rulings from courts which Parliament had to look into. Hmm. And some Parliament had to approve and enact them. Some Parliament had to decline them.
Okay.
Yes. So also in this one, Parliament will look into it, and after they've looked into it, I think they will make some amendments where necessary. If they don't see any need, then it will stand as it is that all parents are entitled to 4 months and 10 days of parental leave shared amongst them.
Hmm. Okay. No, it's fine. I don't want to sound like I'm challenging it, but I'm forcing a lot of loopholes here and there. But let's see how it pans out.
Yeah, you see, that is the interesting part about our jurisprudence, Luko. It can be questioned, it can be challenged. You see, so it's how one views it. But as you said, this is the law. But let's see, because I've seen also legal academics and so forth giving their own views. Others were agreeing with the court directives. Others were not in agreement with the court order. So it's entirely dependent on how one views it.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Yes, you see, so that is basically that. But as you speak, the Werner van Wyk versus the Minister of Employment and Labour Department, the order stands, and parents are entitled to such leave days. So it's just an interesting one, and also a challenge, an eye-opener to the jurisprudence of South Africa.
But then what happens in the case where he made that application and obviously it dragged because it wasn't quite urgent, and the time surpasses that? Did he get his leave back? What happened? Or was it just to set precedence for the next?
Obviously, remember you are seeking an order for himself. Every court decision, obviously they set precedence, but this was his personal application. So I believe immediately after the court granted such an order that parents are entitled to 4 months and 10 days leave, then the employer had no choice but was having an obligation to make sure that they comply with the order.
Yeah. Interesting, I must say. Very interesting.
Yeah, and you see, Luko, the interesting part is that, you see, our courts are open-minded to attend to applications that are necessary. Because one can deem this application as an unnecessary application.
True.
But
I must
say to Mr. van Wyk, it was really necessary that he be entitled to leave days so that he can be the caregiver to his children.
Oh, man, that's absolutely beautiful. I must say, though, a victory for all dads, but it's beautiful that he decided, look, I'm going to take a stand against these laws.
Exactly. And also exercising his right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had all right to make sure that he approaches the court and make sure that the order is granted. Because you'll agree with me that without this order, Luko, there was somehow an unfair discrimination.
True.
Regarding the duration of entitlement in terms of leave days. So there was an unfairly discriminated previously. So I think here the court had to also set a balance.
I'm more curious and interested, though, to see how this is going to pan out from our side, when I say our side as women's side, because especially we're used to these leaves, and then suddenly we're told we've got to share it. It's going to be an interesting one. I do understand you said in the case where there's a dispute, obviously it's going to be shared equally amongst the two. But I'm interested to see if it's going to be an easy one to take for us to say, look, I understand the law, and between you and I, it's fine. I'll take 2 months. You'll take 2 months.
Yes, you see, so it's entirely a decision by both parents. But like I say, if they do not agree on the days, then the months will be automatically shared equally.
Mm. We are yet to see what happens. I do understand you're having quite a hectic day, Mr. SK. So it's okay. I will allow you to run off early today.
Yeah, I think also, look, I think let's close it this way. Let's look also, remember when we speak about parents, we've got delinquent parents.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same case, the court held that the case should not focus on delinquent fathers, but should determine whether fathers generally have an opportunity to participate in child nurturing, because there was an imbalance previously. So hence, the High Court had to decide that it was unfair for the mother to be deemed the primary caregiver, whereas burden of child care should be equally shared with the father.
Okay.
So hence this declaration was made to make sure that parental maternity and parental leave provisions of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act should be changed. And employers should immediately amend their employment policy.
So does this then suggest, Uguti, when the dad takes the paternity leave or his 2 months for argument's sake, it has to be purely to look after the child and not anything else?
It has to be purely to look into the child. But the question is, how are you going to monitor that?
Do you get my point? But they're going to hire umuntu nje bese azula, because, hey, how do you monitor it, really?
Yes, it's not going to be easy to monitor it. But unfortunately, one is entitled to leave days in South Africa, especially in our jurisprudence. But as to what do they do with the leave days, I think it's entirely up to those particular individuals.
What's also interesting for me is the fact that kids now are admitted from 3 months at preschool. So I foresee the first 3 months, mommy holds the fort. The last month, daddy holds the fort, and the child is taken to school while the other one rests. It's going to be a tricky one. But my gentleman, I'm not trying to be negative, but I can see where this is going.
Yeah, no, it's what it is. Look, the law, it is what it is.
Yeah, true.
Let's see. Let the wheels of justice move. Let's see. I think we'll come back again to our listeners to inform them as to what were the decisions after Parliament has looked into this particular matter. But like I say, the court here was trying to create a balance, because our system is a balanced system. So our legal system should be balanced and should protect both genders, mothers and fathers.
But then, just based on what we just spoke about now, what happens in the event, for instance, you even mentioned delinquent dads and whatnot, what happens in the event that we're having this dispute over the sleeve, it's split equally, I take 2 months, you take 2 months, and at the end of the day, the other party is just taking the 2 months and they don't take care of the child. Is it not now a case of, I now need to approach again the employer or the courts to say, hey, this person is not using the leave for what it's intended for, and I'm out here working, you've shed my leave, whereas my child needs to be taken care of?
Yes, you see, that will be another application on top of the order. An employer can be approached or a court can be approached.
I guess though, like you're saying, the courts took out the order in good faith. All these other scenarios that are still to play out, which we are predicting, will be dealt upon their merits, I guess.
Exactly. The court was trying to make sure that parents are both covered in terms of the caregiving of the children.
Yeah. I hear you. I get you, Mr. SK. Is that it for today?
It's a tricky one.
It is. But we're going to watch and see it play out. I think that's the beauty of it, Wootsie. We're here to watch it all play out. We'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, let's see how it goes, Luko. But as we stand, that's how it that's what it is. Both parents are entitled to 4 months and 10 days.
Is that about it for today?
Yeah, that's it, Luko. It stands. That is Section 25, which protects the dignity of both parents, as it prescribes manner in which families may be structured, and deprives parents their fundamental choice of how they nurture their own children. So I think this order has created a balance in terms of nurturing of the children. But like we say, it's going to be a challenge to say, will the fathers be able to take this 4 months, 10 days, and use it for what it is intended to?
True. No, that's all good, Mr. SK. It's fine. Go back to your duties.
Thank you so much, Luko. I'll see you next week in studio. From myself, the only lawyer of the radio, we're meeting again next week, Thursday. God bless you.
God bless.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.